This July 4th weekend, celebrate your health independence with our Independence Day sale at my supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, July 4th through 7th. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. We're now part of the FullScript Network, the safest and most convenient way to purchase supplements. Declare your independence from high prices and substandard quality. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 4th through 7th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Tru Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. Tru Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. Tru Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, Tru Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. Tru Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Tru Niagen Pro.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. If you'd like to email me questions, topics of interest, you may do so, and I'd love hearing from you. Email to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. As you probably already know, I also do a podcast, a weekly podcast, with Dr. Ronald Hoffman called Q&A with Layla. We have a lot of fun doing it, and it's the same email. If you have an email question for us, or a topic of interest, or news you want to share with us, it's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter, go to drhoffman.com, click on subscribe. You may cancel your subscription at any time. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, call the office, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. We are located at 635 Madison Avenue. That's 59th Street. If you're not in the New York area or the tri-state area, or you don't feel like coming in to see me, I do telephone consultations. I have patients and clients from all over the country. No worries there. So today, I want to talk to you, and this is a really comprehensive, this may go into a part two for the following week. This is all about collagen and what the science says. And this actually comes to us from FullScript. They did a beautiful, comprehensive review of everything about collagen. So what the science says. First, what is collagen? It's a little bit of a lesson here. Pretend you're in a classroom and you're listening to a lecture. The word collagen is derived from Greek words meaning gum producing. I didn't know that. Collagen is essentially the glue that holds our bodies together, making up 25 to 30% of all protein content in the body. It's our primary structural protein and can be found in the extracellular matrix and connective tissues, including bones, muscles, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, skin, the intestinal lining, blood vessels, the dentin of our teeth, and corneas, the corneas of our eyes. In addition to providing structural integrity to the body, collagen provides strength and elasticity to the skin and supports biological cell functions, tissue and organ development, healing of bones and blood vessels, and formation of the extracellular matrix. So, collagen is made up of three polypeptide chains, each composed of 1,050 amino acids. Primarily, they are glycine. These are the amino acids. Glycine, proline, hydroxyproline. And currently, 28 different types of collagen exist. By the way, hydroxyproline is also helped by vitamin C. Vitamin C is terrific for collagen development. So the five most common types of collagen include type 1 collagen, which is found in skin, bones, tendons, ligaments, teeth, and vascular ligature. Type 2 collagen is found in cartilage, eyes, the vitreous body of our eyes, the vitreous humor, and vertebral discs. Type 3 collagen is found in skin, muscles, blood vessels, and reticular fibers. Type 4 collagen is found in the basal lamina and basement membrane, this epithelium secreted layer. Type 5 collagen is found in hair, placenta, corneas, bones, and cell surfaces. The main component of human skin and prevalent in most connective tissues, type 1 collagen makes up 90% of collagen in the body, followed by type 2 and type 3. So type 1 is skin. Type 1 collagen is found in skin, bones, tendons, ligaments, teeth, vascular ligature. So now that you know about the different types of collagen, what factors affect collagen levels in the body? Several factors impacting collagen levels in the body have been identified. The following factors have been shown to impair collagen synthesis and or accelerate its degradation. Aging. Oh yeah, well, yeah, that's going to happen, right? Excess stress. Autoimmune conditions. Smoking. Oh yeah. If you want to get wrinkled fast, smoke. That and eat lots of sugar. Excess sun exposure. Absolutely, because you're getting damaging UVA radiation, right? That's the skin aging radiation. High sugar intake, as I just said. And nutrient deficiencies. For example, vitamin C, and especially vitamin C. So what are the benefits of collagen? We need collagen, obviously. It's part of our structure of the human body, holds us together. The sheathing, so to speak. Collagen has been shown to have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties in addition to its own antioxidant activities. Collagen hydrolysates, may support the activities of other antioxidant enzymes such as superoxide dismutase, SOD, glutathione peroxidase, and chloramphenicol acetyltransferase. We'll call it CAT. There's also a significant body of research supporting the use of collagen in a number of different conditions. Collagen helps to support skin, nail, bone, joint, and cardiometabolic health. Collagen peptides may also support weight loss and maintenance of a healthy weight. So, let's talk about skin and nail health. Skin aging. Skin, the largest organ in the body, is primarily composed of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. These components help to maintain skin structure and hydration. Studies have shown that collagen peptides, which can be absorbed into the dermis of the skin, can improve skin health and aging by increasing the number and diameter of collagen and elastin fibers, stimulating fibroblast proliferation and motility, and increasing production of hyaluronic acid. Several studies have noted improvements in the signs and symptoms of skin aging following collagen supplementation, including improvements in skin hydration, elasticity, wrinkling, and dermal collagen density. A double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that administration of 2.5 grams daily of bioactive collagen peptides reduced eye wrinkle volume. Interesting. So, collagen peptides called BCP also increased procollagen type 1, I want to call it the most important type, by 65% and elastin by 18% after 8 weeks. Another study found that 1,000 milligrams of low molecular weight collagen peptide composed of 3% GlyPro HYP administered daily over 12 weeks, so glycine proline, hydroxyproline, that's what I just said, GlyPro HYP, that's glycine proline, hydroxyproline, administered daily over 12 weeks, improved skin hydration, elasticity, and wrinkling. Furthermore, it appears that composition of peptides may impact the beneficial effects of collagen supplementation. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study compared the effects of two forms of hydrogen hydrolysates with different compositions of bioactive dipeptides, proline, hydroxyproline, and hydroxyproline glycine. Okay, while results were significant in both treatment groups, greater improvements in skin wrinkles, hydration, and elasticity were seen with the higher content of proline, hydroxyproline, and hydroxyproline glycine. Let's talk about other skin conditions like pressure ulcers, known as bed sores. Collagen supplementation has been shown to be an effective treatment for pressure ulcers, also known as bed sores, which generally occur over bony prominences as a result of long periods of pressure. Think about being in a hospital, being bedridden for a long period of time, or in a nursing home, being bedridden for a long period of time. An 8-week randomized prospective controlled multi-center trial found that long-term care residents receiving collagen protein hydrolysate demonstrated better pressure ulcer scale for healing, PUSH scores, the acronym for pressure ulcer scale healing, PUSH scores, compared to residents receiving standard care. Another study noted that healing of ulcers treated with topical collagen over 8 weeks was comparable to topical hydrocolloid treatment. Now, when I was a hospital dietitian, I often saw decubitus ulcers, decubiti. These are bed sores, pressure sores, pressure ulcers. They are standardly treated with a lot of vitamin C and a lot of zinc. That's how you take care of it. So adding collagen to the mix seems like it's very, very helpful. And let's talk about something none of us like. Cellulite. You know, the stuff on your thighs, maybe. Collagen may also be effective in improving cellulite or cellulite. A double-blind, placebo-controlled study examined the effects of specific bioactive collagen peptides, BCP, bioactive collagen peptides, on cellulite in 105 women aged 24 to 50 years. Over the course of 6 months, subjects received 2.5 grams of bioactive collagen peptide daily or placebo. BCP treatment resulted in significant improvements in cellulite, skin waviness on thighs, dermal density, and length of subcutaneous borderline in both normal and overweight women. However, the results were more pronounced in normal weight women. So if you're of normal weight and you have cellulite, this can help you better than if you're overweight. Have you ever had brittle nails? Collagen may help. Let's talk about brittle nail syndrome, commonly occurring in women. And by the way, brittle nails is often a sign of low iron or anemia, so you want to have that checked. Commonly occurring in women, brittle nail syndrome is characterized by rough, ragged, and peeling nails. Collagen may improve these symptoms and accelerate the growth of nails. One study examined the effects of 2.5 grams. Apparently 2.5 grams is like the holy grail dose here that they've been using. One study examined the effects of 2.5 grams daily of specific BCP, that's bioactive collagen peptides, for 24 weeks. That's 2 weeks shy of 6 months. Treatment with BCP decreased the frequency of broken nails by 42%. Wow. Decreased the frequency of broken nails by almost 42% and accelerated growth rate by 12%, indicating that collagen peptide supplementation may be an effective treatment for brittle nail syndrome. Ah. Now, let's talk about bone and joint health, bone density, and osteoporosis. A systematic review of the therapeutic effects of collagen hydrolysate noted positive effects on both osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. Collagen hydrolysate was found to offer protective effects on articular cartilage improve bone mineral density, and relieve pain. A placebo-controlled study examined the effects of collagen supplementation in postmenopausal women with primary age-related bone mineral density reductions. A 5-gram dosage, not a 2.5-gram dosage, this is interesting, a 5-gram dosage of specific collagen peptides administered daily over 1 year improved bone mineral density as a result of increased formation and reduced degradation of bones. You know, making soup, eating the skin on that chicken, not discarding it, that's where we get the collagen. Eating soups and stews that you make from scratch. When you simmer the carcass, the bones, the meat, you're getting the collagen in the soup, in the stew, from the skin as well. Let's talk about osteoarthritis. Several other studies have shown that collagen supplementation is effective in improving symptoms of osteoarthritis. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study of 250 subjects with primary knee osteoarthritis examined the effects of 10 grams of collagen hydrolysates per day over 6 months. Improvements in joint comfort were noted. The most significant results were noted in individuals with the greatest joint deterioration and those with lower intakes of meat. So again, you're not getting the collagen if you're not a big meat eater, right? Another study compared the use of undenatured type 2 collagen, that's UC2, with glucosamine and chondroitin in knee osteoarthritis treatment. After 90 days, UC2 was determined a more effective treatment, demonstrated by significantly greater improvements in a number of osteoarthritic measures, including WOMAC, VAS, and Lequesne's functional index scores. These are scores of how they rated the improvements of osteoarthritis. In rheumatoid arthritis, let's talk about that. Collagen has also been found to improve rheumatoid arthritis-related joint pain. A study compared the effects and safety of chicken-derived type 2 collagen with methotrexate, an immunosuppressant drug often used in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. Results demonstrated that both collagen and methotrexate treatment groups showed statistically significant improvements in pain, stiffness, and swelling. The research also notes the added benefit of collagen treatment due to the lower incidence of adverse effects compared to methotrexate. Furthermore, studies also suggest that the therapeutic effect of collagen supplementation involves immune system regulation in individuals with RA. Clinical trials have demonstrated reduction in anti-collagen antibody titers, rheumatoid factor, and TNF-alpha following administrative of bovine type 2 collagen. Look at that. It helps to modulate immune activity, also by lowering inflammation. Let's talk about joint pain and exercise. Various forms of collagen supplementation has been found not only to improve joint pain in individuals with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, but also in healthy individuals without history of arthritis or joint pain. In one study, 60 healthy postmenopausal women were given 500 milligrams of natural eggshell membrane, NEM, daily, or a placebo, to determine the effects on exercise-induced joint pain or stiffness and cartilage turnover. The study found that natural eggshell membrane improved joint pain and stiffness following exercise. Decreases in the degradation of collagen was also noted, indicating a chondroprotective effect. Similarly, another randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study found that 40 milligrams of undenatured collagen type 2, UC2, administered daily improved knee extension and joint discomfort during exercise in healthy individuals. Collagen supplementation may also improve collagen synthesis, contributing to tissue repair and injury prevention. In a randomized double-blind trial, vitamin C-enriched gelatin taken before exercise increased synthesis of collagen, demonstrated by higher circulating levels of the amino acids glycine, proline, hydroxyproline, and hydroxylysine. Good stuff about the benefits of collagen, and I have more to tell you. So stay tuned for next week's Layla Weighs In. I'm going to go into the effects of collagen on cardiovascular health and how to get it. So join me. And thank you for joining me on this broadcast, this issue of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.